Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Obama, Monaco, all conspired together, all worked together to try to sabotage, undermine, unravel the democratic institutions and structures of this country. The Russiagate hoax, the Russiagate conspiracy, and all of the assaults against our liberties that went with it. The pre-dawn raids, the handcuffing of innocent Americans, the espionage against President Trump's campaign and staff, the removal of his national security advisor, one fake indictment, one fake charge after another, the special counsel, all of it was an unrelenting attempt to overthrow the government the American people voted for. I cannot find words harsh enough to condemn the conduct of these conspirators, these insurrectionists.
Stephen Miller, if he could find the words harsh enough, you know that he would deliver them. Talking about these new subpoenas that are going out with some speed here to get to the bottom of what took place in the Russia hoax. And we have an expert on this and has been from the very beginning to join us once again. Greg Jarrett joins us, Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor. You can follow him on X at Greg Jarrett. Greg, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Good to be with you, Annie. So, thanks for having me on.
Is every day just like an I told you so for Greg Jarrett? Is this the world you live in? You look in the mirror and you're like, you were right again?
Yeah, and sometimes you wonder what took everybody so long. I wrote two books on the Russia hoax, and that's, 7 years ago. So, look, there are two investigations going on right now at the same time. The first one, more than 30 subpoenas have been issued for people like former CIA Director James Clapper. He must now turn over to a grand jury documents and communications with Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Comey, and others at the FBI and the DOJ involving the Russia hoax. Back in the day, that was codenamed secretly Crossfire Hurricane, but it was launched against Donald Trump back in 2016. It went on for a long time, which is why I wrote the two books. Already, substantial evidence has been recently uncovered that all of the people I just identified knew at the outset that the collusion narrative was a complete lie, but they used it nevertheless as a pretext for a corrupt and fraudulent investigation of Trump to drive him from office in his first term. Now, that is an abuse of power. It could very easily lead to criminal charges beyond the James Comey indictment thus far. The second sort of bleeds over into the first. That one is now called Arctic Frost. Well, it was launched back in April of 2022 by Attorney General Merrick Garland, escalated then by Special Counsel Jack Smith. And once again, Donald Trump was the target when he was out of office, but of course running for a second non-consecutive term. And there's evidence that Biden's DOJ and Jack Smith, with the help of Christopher Wray's FBI, conjured up these criminal charges against Trump for purely political reasons, to stop him from winning re-election. Now, that, too, would involve criminal abuses of power. For example, conspiracy to deprive him of his constitutional rights under color of law. Those are crimes, 18 U.S.C. 241 and 242. So, you know, both of these current investigations are driven by newly discovered and long-concealed records and communications that have suddenly been found in everything from burn bags hidden in a secret room at the FBI, as well as a trove of documents unearthed by various intelligence agencies, thanks to the work of DNI Tulsi Gabbard, CIA Director John Ratcliffe. They turned that evidence over to both Congress and the Department of Justice. So I think we can expect a lot more subpoenas, grand jury testimony, and perhaps criminal charges.
Man, this is so much to take in, and it's so much. It's very repetitive from what we've been hearing. If from someone like you, Greg Jarrett, have you been, as you've been reporting on this, writing about this over, what did you say, 7 years now? The Fox News report I'm reading from right now, just some details here. It says the grand jury that is going to send out here maybe 30 subpoenas in a matter of time is out of the Southern District of Florida. Can you talk to us a little bit about the importance of the district where this hearing is taking place and how that might factor into what might materialize from these subpoenas, this grand jury?
Well, in politically fraught cases, the politics of both the judge and the jury matters, and we've seen it repeatedly. So, for example, bringing a case against people aligned with Democrats in Washington, D.C., or even the Eastern District of Virginia, it's very difficult to prosecute those cases. However, the jury pool is dramatically different in a place like Florida. And, you know, the tie to Florida, of course, is, you know, the Arctic Frost operation that targeted Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Clearly, in my judgment, abused the law on presidential records to bring a misbegotten case there. And so once you've established jurisdiction in Florida, for prosecutors, it's a better case to bring there.
Greg Jarrett speaking with us right now, Fox News legal analyst. Is there a parallel explanation for Arctic Frost, for Crossfire Hurricane? Do the Brennans of the world have the ability in their own reality to explain everything that they did in a way that they present, like maybe you disagree with it, but they seem to have some sort of legal justification for the spying, the you know, efforts to look at all the phone records and Arctic Frost, that type of thing. Is there a parallel explanation for their purpose and intent outside of spying to try to disparage President Trump?
They will simply argue that their investigation was legitimate, the criminal charges that was the fruit of Arctic Frost was valid. I don't think that's true. I disagree with that. I mean, we've always known the corrupt nature of the Russia hoax, but the Arctic Frost operation by Garland and Smith and Wray is truly shocking in its breadth and scope. They obtained, without anybody knowing it, nearly 200 subpoenas seeking records on more than 400 Republicans, no Democrats, only Republicans, anybody in Donald Trump's orbit. And they spied on those people, including 8 U.S. senators, as well as news organizations, including Fox News. So you've got partisan FBI agents and partisan federal prosecutors who are simply digging for dirt. And they're working covertly with the J6 committee members handpicked by Nancy Pelosi. And they're also working behind the scenes with Biden's White House counsel's office. This was lawfare, pure and simple, an all-out assault on Donald Trump and anybody connected to him. And they, you know, they created this enemies list and went after people with a vengeance. And, of course, it led to the two federal criminal cases against Trump that were eventually tossed. But simultaneously, these same people worked to shut down the Hunter Biden investigation in a brazen effort to protect his dad, Joe Biden. So this is, you know, Annie, I think government run amok. The people we trust to enforce the law became the lawbreakers. And, you know, they were intoxicated by their own power and became a law unto themselves. They took aim at Trump. They weaponized the law for political gain. It is the definition of corruption. And those involved, it seems to me, must be held accountable in a court of law, because as Democrats love to remind us, no one is above the law. Well, let's see that put to a test.
I feel like there's an asterisk and a footnote somewhere when the Democrats repeated that over and over and over again. You know, that we see in Letitia James, we see with Adam Schiff, some of these things that they prosecuted Donald Trump for that were low level things, any low hanging fruit, anything that they could find. They tried to throw at President Trump, and they're such low-hanging fruit that some of them are guilty of exactly that with which they tried to manufacture against President Trump. Do you feel as though President Trump is going to see vindication on the Russia hoax amidst any of these other things that he's had lobbed at him? Do you think he's going to see vindication on these things within the term that he is going to remain, in his remainder of his term being president?
You know, I think the majority of people realize that the Russia hoax was just that. It was made up. It was invented by Hillary Clinton and then co-opted by, you know, the FBI, principally James Comey and his confederates. He was vindicated by the special counsel, Bob Mueller, who, despite a partisan team of lawyers, in the end found, oh, gee, there really was no criminal collusion conspiracy. But there are some people who still believe, you know, that Trump colluded with Russia and Vladimir Putin in the bowels of the Kremlin to steal the 2016 election. These are people who, I mean, I hate to say it, but they can't be very smart, right? And they just believe a narrative that was out there for so long, principally because it was pushed by the mainstream media. And even though they have acknowledged they were wrong, there were no apologies. There were no mea culpas. You know, the New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzer Prizes for getting the story fundamentally wrong. They should give those prizes back with an apology. But they're, of course, never going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Greg Jarrett here, the Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney and law professor. I'm thinking about the Russia collusion narrative, and I notice a little bit of a consistency in people who are pushing back. You can tell when it looks like we're starting to get really close to hovering over the target, because there's a consistent message, opposition message that gets put out there in social media and that type of stuff. The people want to point to the fact that there was proven Russia interference in that 2016 election, that there was, that was proven to the American people. Can you talk to me about what kind of Russian interference was discovered and what connection it does or does not have to President Trump in that 2016 election?
Well, there really was none. And, you know, take a look at some of the new and incriminating evidence that was just disclosed a week ago against James Comey that could, in fact, lead to additional criminal charges against him of lying and obstruction, destruction of evidence, concealing evidence from Congress. Among the most damning evidence against him, notes that show that Comey did indeed authorize and direct his friend, an FBI special government employee, Daniel Richmond, to leak information to the media, which Comey later lied about to Congress. And that's the heart of the indictment against him. So this is highly corroborating evidence of his false statements. After one particular leak, Comey wrote, and I'm quoting here, "Well done, my friend. Who knew this would be so fun?" It's unbelievable. It's classic Comey. While criticizing Hillary Clinton for breaking the law and jeopardizing national security, using her private email as Secretary of State, guess what? James Comey himself, it turns out, used a private email account to conduct FBI official matters that may have included classified information. In one particular message back in 2016, just before the election, Comey is bragging in one of his notes that he'd soon be working for President-elect Clinton. She'll be grateful that he helped her. And, you know, in one particular handwritten note that I find so very surprising, but consistent with what I wrote in both my books, it's dated September 26, 2016. And in his handwritten notes, Comey confirms that he learned that Hillary Clinton invented a phony narrative to smear Trump with Russia collusion. His note states, and I'll quote, HRC plan to tie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Trump to Russia, end of quote. Now, of course, when Comey testified before Congress, he feigned an acute case of amnesia that he had no recollection of that, which is, of course, something that you'll remember to your dying day. So his own notes put a lie to his testimony before Congress, which is another crime.
Oh, well, it's starting to get aired out. And anybody wants a precursor to what we might be learning as these subpoenas go out and this grand jury continues its work, go get Greg Jarrett's books because he's written multiple on them and the story is all there. It's always great to have you with us, Greg Jarrett. Thanks for being with us again today.
Annie, thanks so much. Good talking to you.
You as well. Bye-bye. He is a Fox News legal analyst, former defense attorney, and law professor. Lots of books that he has out there, including The Trial of the Century and the Constitution and other patriotic documents. Maybe a good Christmas gift for somebody this holiday season. But he was writing these books 7 years ago. I would think that this would be both incredibly satisfying and affirming and frustrating to be like, I've been saying this whole time, you could go read the book. Nice to have it all on paper and on record that, you know, this is the I told you so version 2017, 2018. See page 263 where I talked about what they're doing, what they're, you know, revealing today. Probably good to be Greg Jarrett right now.
This kind of stuff is such dirty, corrupt movie narrative stuff that it is amazing to me to still see the power of the media, that this isn't a common, you know, discussion point around the table. This should be very well known.
If Joe Biden would have become the president and then gotten access to the files, just the same way the Trump administration Justice Department is getting access right now, if the Biden administration would have gotten access to all the files that proved that Russia collusion absolutely would have happened, it would have been the story of the entire administration. And they had the power. They manipulated the Justice Department, and they couldn't even pin it on Donald Trump then. Liars. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.